Sims.
I'm Sherry Preston. The closing bell on a shaky yet far different day on Wall Street. The Federal Reserve kept a key interest rate unchanged, but the markets did not tank. The Dow actually closing higher on reports that the Treasury Department may be willing to take steps to save the largest insurer in the nation, AIG. These Wall Streeters have their own opinions on what should happen there.
I think the market forces have to do what they have to do.
Something needs to be done for someone like AIG. I think the repercussions of them failing would be too large.
I'm hoping that, you know, the government steps in before things really start tanking.
Both presidential candidates are talking about the economy today. Republican John McCain says reckless culture of Wall Street must end.
Too many people on Wall Street have forgotten or disregarded the basic rules of sound finance. In an endless quest for easy money, they dreamed up investment schemes that they themselves don't even understand.
But Barack Obama says the Republicans' call for fiscal responsibility is coming way too late.
John McCain can't be trusted to reestablish proper oversight of our financial markets for one simple reason. He has shown time and again that he does not believe in it.
There is new information this afternoon about just how deadly Hurricane Ike was. There have been more bodies found in the city of Galveston. ABC's Jim Ryan is in nearby Houston and joins us live.
Sherry, as door-to-door searches continue and as first responders get into previously isolated areas, they have discovered new victims, presumably people who had refused to leave before the storm. The death toll in Galveston and Brazoria counties, the two hardest hit from Hurricane Ike, has risen to 20. An ominous sign that more could be discovered. A refrigerated morgue truck has been taken onto Galveston Island. Sherry.
ABC's Jim Ryan live. Investigators outside Los Angeles are conducting tests today on the site of last Friday's fatal crane crash. They want to see when the engineers of the two trains were able to see each other. The collision left 26 people dead. Was the deadliest U.S. rail disaster in 15 years. Dow up 141 at the close. You're listening to ABC News.
Time to take your temperature.
My ears hurt.
Done. Your temperature's normal.
How'd you do it?
Slide your finger across your forehead. That's how our new thermometer works.
Wow.
With Exergen's temporal scanner thermometer, you'll be able to take your kid's temperature before they know it.
I know the temperature of our new thermometer.
What?
Really cool.
Just stroke the thermometer across the forehead and you'll get an accurate reading in seconds. Exergen's temporal scanner, the kinder, gentler way to take temperature. The Exergen temporal scanner thermometer is made in the USA and available at Walgreens, Costco, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W.
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W. Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
There's a new study out that says kids can actually learn something when they're playing video games.
Whether you play Guitar Hero or Halo, your parents may think you're just wasting time. Researcher Amanda Leonard says her new study says not so.
Games are quite social, but kids are generally playing them with other kids.
The Pew Internet and American Life Project survey says virtually every teenager plays video games, but 33% play mature titles they shouldn't, and that most parents do watch what their children play.
72% of parents say they check the ratings.
They surveyed more than 1,000 12 to 17-year-olds, many who spend more time gaming than getting a physical workout. Andy Field, ABC News.
Congressman Charles Rangel is getting some support from his Democratic colleagues. Some have suggested that Rangel step down as chairman of the House's Tax Writing Committee, not for paying taxes on a beach home in the Dominican Republic. This is Rangel's lawyer, Lanny Davis.
He is confident that he has not dishonored the House. He has not dishonored himself. He's done nothing intentionally wrong.
You know how bad it bugs you when people don't clean up after their dogs? It must really, really bug the Israeli government because it has started using DNA technology to link dogs to their dog poo. People in a Tel Aviv suburb are being encouraged to take their dogs in for a DNA swabbing. Once that's done, the dog's remains will be tracked. For those who throw it away properly, they'll be given rewards like pet food. For those who don't, they'll be fined. This is ABC News.
Smart is as smart invests. That's why the smart money is now in CDs. And there's no smarter CD than one from GMAC Bank. Now get a 12-month CD at a 4.15 annual percentage yield. That's one of the best rates available. Show off your CD smarts. Grow your money while protecting it from market fluctuations. Go to gmacbank.com or call 1-866-2-GM-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
KGO. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Still no word on whether Governor Schwarzenegger will sign the newly approved state budget. Lawmakers gave it okay today. It borrows billions of dollars from taxpayers. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has introduced legislation requiring the installation of technology to prevent train crashes, saying that without it, there will be more disasters, such as Friday's Metrolink crash in Southern California, in which 26 people died. Checking traffic now, here's KGO's Robin Winston.
A new accident for Oakland, southbound 13 after 24, and a crash wrapping up in Fairfield, eastbound 80 at Sassoon Valley Road. That's off to the right shoulder. Toyota owners, now when you visit your genuine Toyota service center, enter to win gas at $1.99 a gallon for 1 year. No purchase necessary. See participating dealer for details. I'm Robin Winston, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Robin. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Partly cloudy this afternoon in most areas, remaining overcast at the ocean. Isolated thunderstorms possible in the North Bay. Continued cool. Highs 60 to 65 in San Francisco, all the way to the 80s in the East Bay. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Do you remember a few days ago, or was it last week? Yes, it was last week. We talked about a change in Nebraska's law, the Safe Haven Law, which, and I can't tell if it's a loophole or it was meant to be, but you know this deal that if you don't want your newborn baby, instead of putting your baby in a dumpster, they will accept it. They made it that you will not be prosecuted for child neglect or abandonment if you give up the child in such a way, as opposed to sticking your kid in a on the street. Now, it's a sad situation, of course. But the loophole somebody noticed was there wasn't any age thing. And the headline, which we talked about last week, was, well, you get tired of your teenagers, you can take them in Nebraska, just drop them off, and that's it. Someone has done it. Two older children were abandoned over the weekend under the state's new safe haven law. A 15-year-old boy's guardian dropped him off, and an 11-year-old boy was dropped off. Now, in all seriousness, both cases are very sad when you get into the family history here. It's a mother who died and a sister trying to take care of the five kids, et cetera, et cetera. And we kind of chuckled when we did it the first time because I'm sure if you've had teenagers, there must be a time or two when you think to yourself, gee, can you divorce your kids? Can you just drop them off for a year? Here, take my kid, please. All right, let's move on here to a warning. And I'm all for this, but I don't know what to do about it. Here is a big shot. Let's just leave it at that, saying that the web, the internet, needs a way to help people separate rampant rumor and nonsense from real science. This is coming from no less than the creator of the web. Sir Tim Berners-Lee said he is worried about the way the web has been used to spread disinformation. Now, we talk about that all the time in this program. It's the meat of this program, Dr. Dell, I saw on the web. And in a sense, the web, just like a library, is a beautiful, wonderful thing. Gives you instant access to all kinds of information. But if the information is bad, which most of the times it is, most health information on the web is wrong. The part that's right is really right, and your access to it is fantastic. The use of the web, for instance, to spread fears that the Hadron Collider was going to create black holes that would swallow up the Earth concern him. Right? Then he talked about, and listen to this, in a similar vein, I'm quoting you, was a spread of rumors that the MMR vaccine given to children was harmful. Can you that ought to shock you into some reality here, that here's a very brilliant man, the inventor of the web, all right, who says that this idea that the collider could create a black hole is on a par with your belief that the vaccine causes autism. On the web, the thinking of cults can spread rapidly, and suddenly a cult of 12 people who had some deep personal issues, they find a formula which is very believable, and bingo, there it is. Now, I'm not a fan of giving a website a number like an IQ rating because, people vary in all kinds of different ways. And yet he says, I'd be interested in different organizations labeling websites in different ways. With that comes a separate piece that the new particle collider in Europe hasn't hurt anyone there yet, but the talk about a doomsday machine is taking a toll elsewhere. For instance, here in Bhopal, Indian folks were so alarmed by reports on the web that the Large Hadron Collider could destroy the world, they flocked to temples to pray and to fast. Here's a teenage girl who was so traumatized by the warning, she committed suicide. We tried to divert her attention and told her she shouldn't worry about things, but to no avail. That's how heavy it gets. Also from India, this is a little premature, I think. Here's a woman convicted of murder based on evidence presented by a brain electrical oscillation signature. This is, you know, where we're getting close now to putting electrodes on your head and telling whether you're lying or not. Now, the story is interesting, but I don't want to take time for that. She's accused of poisoning her lover with arsenic. And they read aloud versions of the events, speaking in the first person, along with neutral statements like, the sky is blue, and software to distinguish memories from normal cognition. For an hour, she said nothing, but the relevant nooks in her brain where memories are thought to be stored buzzed when the crime was recounted. Well, okay, but listen, lie detectors are pretty good, and they're not allowed in a courtroom. Convict somebody of murder is just frightening. It's just frightening. Let's hope it doesn't spread. Well, speaking of misinformation, of course, the web isn't the only source. We certainly have our friends in television news. I watched the news yesterday and today as television reporters were trying to tell us that this new study found that the chemical in plastic, bisphenol, causes heart disease. And this is quite interesting simply because the authors of the study themselves don't claim that. Okay? Let me find their quote here. Darn, I underlined so many lines in an article. I'll get to it in a second. For instance, here is one statement where they said, listen, this study does not show that the chemical disrupts anything in the body. All they found was they measured urine levels of BPA in people, and then they found that those people who had the highest urine levels, and almost all of us have some of this in our bodies, the people with the highest levels had more heart disease. Now, what the news media haven't told you, besides the fact that the authors say, this doesn't mean that BPA causes heart disease. It just says people with the highest levels of BPA. Now, BPA is used to line every tin can you eat food out of. So people who eat more canned food will have more BPA. They also found here, and news media is not telling us, fatter people had higher levels of BPA. Well, fatter people have more heart disease. The investigators write that their approach results in a lot of false positive associations. The study needs to be repeated. Now, environmental groups have been telling you that BPA acts like an estrogen. If it acts like an estrogen, it represents 0.01% of the amount of estrogen your body's making anyway. So how could it have an effect? They didn't find any other illness or disease. No cancer was associated with high levels of BPA in you. Nothing else. So where's the estrogen theory then? If it acted like an estrogen, then all the hysterical claim is causing breast cancer. It's causing uterine cancer, ovarian cancer. It's causing gay men to become gay. You should hear the nonsense. So this was not, and by the way, no one in the study had BPA urine levels higher than recommended exposure levels. Of course, a lot of states are considering banning it. That's a separate issue. You want to just overreact and ban it, that's fine, as long as there's another chemical to take its place, because it's a very useful chemical. What else here? The design of the study does not allow for anybody to conclude that BPA causes heart disease. All right, we said that already. And so, as far as I'm concerned, not altering my habits, but we'll see. Listen, when you're depressed, is that just sadness or are you depressed? This is a fabulous piece here talking about, the doctor here says a patient walks in my office and says he's feeling down for the past 3 weeks. A month ago, his fiance left him for another man. He feels there's no point in going on. He hasn't been sleeping. His appetite is lousy. So should that guy be put on antidepressants? Is he clinically depressed, or does he have a proper sorrow of the soul, to quote a 14th century monk? They say here psychiatry has medicalized normal sadness by failing to consider the social and emotional context in which people develop a low mood. And you can see where the argument goes from there. It goes back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, if we are defining a lot of people who are sad as depressed, we should see a huge, huge uptick in the number of depression cases in America and Canada. We really haven't. So they don't settle the argument. It's just something I wanted to make you aware of. And also wanted to make you aware of this study about the placebo effect in the treatment of depression. And they looked at a bunch of studies here, combined them all together, and found that those people who took antidepressants, all right, 93% remained well by the end of the study. 93% who took antidepressants, but 79% who took the placebo remained well. That's a powerful placebo effect. So in other words, if you take a pill, a sawdust pill, and you think it's an antidepressant, 80% of you will be well. That kind of plays into the overtreatment of it, but what about those people between the 79% and the 93%? They're helped. Hey, you want to help a child's confidence and social skills? Teach them a magic trick. I love this study. That teaching kids magic tricks, and you can do it in one session, will increase their confidence and their social skills. Learning magic requires self-discipline, understanding how other people think, and an ability to entertain. And they found that teaching secondary school kids some seemingly impossible illusions, like how to restore a rope that's been cut in half or read another person's mind, did wonders. Dramatic psychological effects, significant increase in sociability, and confidence. I think that's why I liked magic tricks as a kid. Made me feel important. Oh, yeah, whoa, how'd you do that? Right? Maybe we can get you a date. Well, since they've restricted doctors in surgical residencies from working no more than 80 hours a week, can you imagine if your employer told you, okay, we're going to be good guys here. No more 120-hour weeks. Now you can work 80 hours. Yay! Nonsensical, isn't it? Everybody said when you restrict the work hours of doctors, the doctors will do a poor job because they're not going to get as much practice. They're not going to be able to follow through on their patients. Well, here they looked at gallbladder surgery during an 80-hour week or during the 120-hour weeks, and you betcha, the complication rate... The complication rate went way down when doctors worked the shorter week. Fewer patients had surgical injuries to the bile ducts, which is a very severe secondary effect of that. And a lot of malpractice suits over that one. What they don't know is exactly why. Is it the nighttime hours that you're working? I mean, when you're there working 80 hours, you're not working every second. You get, a break for food once in a while, or you get to go to the bathroom even, they let you. But they're now trying to look at the fine print here. In other words, why exactly does this happen? This is experiment on pigs having to do with weight loss. A treatment for varicose veins made these pigs skinny. Think of that. And no lipstick at all. They injected a chemical into the blood vessels that supplies a very specific part of the stomach. Now, this chemical usually is used to shrink veins. Well, they injected this chemical, and it killed off and stopped the blood supply to this part of the stomach that produces a hormone called ghrelin, which is a hunger hormone. The pigs ate less. Their bodies produced 60% less ghrelin. And they lost weight. The chemical doesn't really destroy the blood vessels, but it does destroy the area of the stomach that produces these hormones. They ate less, and their bodies produced less of the hormone. It's fantastic. Can you imagine just a simple injection? Another simple injection here. Follow through on these studies on Botox, which you get for your wrinkles, and chronic migraines. This company here is going into the next phase of these studies, and they say, indeed, there was a great decrease in headache days among patients getting Botox compared to those getting a placebo. The treatment was well tolerated. And this is one of those things that doctors notice. They give you the Botox for your wrinkles, and people come back and say, my headaches have gotten better. Could that have anything to do with it? And indeed, they followed up, and sure enough, there you are. Nicotine gum may be good for whiter teeth. No, it's funny. This experiment, at least if you're a cow, on cow tooth enamel, they found that two nicotine gum products were better at removing stains and regular whitening than regular whitening products. All the gums were better than ordinary human saliva, which they try that. And they used a couple, the brands don't matter. Now, why? I don't know. I don't know. They exposed cows to a lot of coffee. Here's a picture. Cows on coffee. Another natural pigments. Then they expose the enamel to either human saliva alone, saliva plus the gum, etc. And there's going to be a new uptick in the sales of nicotine gum. All right, we come back. You ever have anybody give you a cold stare? You know what I mean by that? You know, that look. Well, is there such a thing? Does it really affect you? I think you're going to be blown away by this report. So if you know how to give a cold stare, or you've ever received one, you're going to want to see this study. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Stay tuned.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Attention RV owners, you might want to pull your vehicle over because I'm about to blow your mind. Ready? GEICO now insures all types of RVs like motorized, sport utility, towable RVs, motorhomes, trailers and pop-ups. And if there was an RV that levitated and ran on fish and chips, they'd probably insure that too. So see how much money you could save with GEICO. Oi, where you headed anyway? I hope it's a water park. I love those.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including RVs. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit GEICO.com.
If you need identity theft protection, you need LifeLock. Ever since LifeLock CEO Todd Davis first started sharing his now famous social security number with the world, LifeLock has taken industry-leading steps to help reduce your risk of becoming a victim. And what they don't stop, they fix at their expense up to $1 million. No one can stop all identity theft, not even LifeLock and their unprecedented 99.9% success rate, which is why their guarantee is so important. In fact, thanks to LifeLock's guarantee, no LifeLock member, not even Todd Davis, has ever been out a penny of their own money or a minute of their own time because of identity theft. What are you waiting for? Protect yourself and those you love right now by calling 800-440-4894 or go to LifeLock.com. That's 800-440-4894 or LifeLock.com.
Attention cat owners. Please listen to this very important announcement about Fancy Feast cat food products.
We know how much your cat enjoys Fancy Feast. We also know the pressure you're under with the price of everything going up all around us. We are here to help. We're PetFoodDirect.com. And right now, we are dramatically rolling back our prices on all 57 Fancy Feast flavors in our store. Plus, when we roll back prices at PetFoodDirect.com, we roll them back not just 1 year, not 2 years, but back to the same price we charged in 2001. So a 71-cent can of Fancy Feast is 49 cents today. You save 31%. Shop PetFoodDirect.com today and save, save, save. Enter promo code PURR for your special savings. That's PetFoodDirect.com. Promo code PURR.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk to Sabrina. This is Dr. Del Sabrina. How can I help you?
Hi. I was calling in because I was wondering if a person can go through, like, in overnight. In July, my life was completely fine. And then I went through a few little stumbling events where I didn't think they were big, and it led to one night of not sleeping, then two nights of not sleeping. Then my doctor gave me Ambien.
And Ambien, so okay.
Got me Ambien, took the Ambien. But then I thought, okay, after a week, I feel okay. I try to sleep by myself, normally without the pill. And then I had an occurrence of staying up completely all night. Then that led to anxiety. Then I started having anxiety all day, really bad.
Huh?
And then, recently my doctor, I went for therapy, and now they prescribed me some Ativan to help with the anxiety.
Okay.
And he also said I was depressed, even though I'm not sad or anything, but he classified it as depressed.
Right, and as far as you're concerned, the issues that you discussed that happened, some life events, were not that big or not big enough in your mind to explain your feelings of depression and anxiety. Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're telling me is because I have been stressed my whole life of major stressful situations that I have kept dealing with them all one by one and kind of just, dealing with them and not letting things get to me, that finally this last one kind of got to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about it, because you bring, oh my gosh, there's so many parts to your question. First, anxiety does play a role in depression. And it's not that we have realized this all along. It's really kind of newer thinking. But just imagine having a life full of anxiety. Anxiety as a fear of events, past, present, and future, is sooner or later got to get you. That's not a happy life, an anxious life. A certain amount of anxiety is healthy and is normal. And we are all different. And in terms of someone telling you you're depressed, but you don't feel depressed by when you say sadness, I can certainly say that depression does not always manifest itself in an obvious way. There are age groups that are different in how they manifest depression. An older person, for instance, might get anxious as part of their depression, might start worrying more, might not get, quote, the sadness that we're used to associating with it. The sleeplessness certainly goes along with anxiety and depression. And I just want to make sure in treating your case that you do get, and it sounds like you are, a good, healthy dose of talk therapy, because all the studies tell us that antidepressants by themselves, are not the greatest. And by themselves, with talk therapy, they can be helpful. And the other thing is treating your anxiety with Ativan. I have a hesitation, only because it is a tranquilizer. It does slow you down. It can make you look and appear and sound tranquilized. And I just think it should be reserved for really extreme cases. There are other medications that are pretty good, although there's controversy about some of them, but they don't sedate in combating anxiety. And some people, even antidepressants, can combat anxiety. You get a drug like gabapentin is used a lot for anxiety these days, and it doesn't sedate. So I wouldn't want you walking around thick-tongued. And if you don't feel it, and it just takes away the anxiety and you feel normal, then that's okay. But the bottom line here is that this is a human mind. It's not like I take a blood test. You got a high cholesterol, I give you a drug, cholesterol goes down, goodbye, you're cured. It isn't like that at all. This is way, way more complex. Let me ask you a question. Are you feeling better with the therapy you're getting? Are you feeling better with the Ativan and the talk therapy and all that?
Well, it's been too soon to tell because I actually just started it like yesterday.
Ah, okay,
so
okay.
It's still very new. I'm still trying to figure out, okay, well, I can't. See, I'm feeling better because I don't know yet. It's just since yesterday. Last night was the first time I took the Ativan. He gave me a very mild, a half a milligram, and I took it. Actually, I took two so I could sleep.
Sure. Well, you can use it for sleep, but I'm not as happy you're using it for sleep as I'd rather see if you're going to use something for sleep, actually Ambien. I think it's a better drug. Ativan, you can get a little hooked on it, so just be careful. You sound very, very, you know, you got your head on your shoulders, and you sound like you're on top of this, and you're being cautious, and I guess that's the impression I want to leave you. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. We'll talk about cold stares.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Wall Street seems to have changed its opinion of the Federal Reserve's decision to leave interest rates in place. The major stock indexes, which sank after the Fed's announcement, turned higher again. The Dow closed up 141, the Nasdaq up 28, the S&P up as well. The Dow took up legislation today to eliminate most of the gun restrictions in the nation's capital, including a ban on semi-automatic weapons. Officials in Texas are ready to use emergency powers to require the few hundred holdouts on the Bolivar Peninsula to leave in the next few days. State Department's organizing at least two evacuation flights for Americans who want to leave Bolivia amid widespread and worsening political unrest there. Partly cloudy today in most areas, says Lloyd Lindsay Young. Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-729-8713. That's 888-729-8713. 888-729-8713. Call 888-729-8713.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This 38-year-old man may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car.
Yes, and it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car.
Yes, the man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's an uproarious night out when American Musical Theater of San Jose presents The Full Monty, the heartfelt and hilarious musical comedy that's a real crowd pleaser. Based on the popular film, it's the story of six unemployed steelworkers who attempt to replenish their empty wallets by creating a Chippendale-like dance review with side-splitting results. The Los Angeles Times called The Full Monty a slam-dunk musical sensation. The rousing score features such winning songs as It's a Woman's World and Let It Go. Recommended for mature audiences. See The Full Monty at the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts September 16th through the 28th. For tickets, call 1-888-455-SHOW or order online at amtsj.org. Produced by the American Musical Theater of San Jose, where Broadway musicals and men come to life.
We inherited this business from our father.
Who got it from his father?
We needed an emergency preparedness plan in case of fire, cyber attack,
or anything.
So we went to Ready.gov and got free checklists, templates, and more to be prepared. Thanks to Ready.gov, we worry less about keeping Rizzo and Sons in business.
Only it should be Rizzo and grandsons.
And granddaughter.
Right.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
Vehicles.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome once again to the program. I love this. It has to do with a cold stare. A person who can just bring in a draft of winter weather with a look. right? You would think that would be entirely a psychological phenomenon, but listen, listen to this. Talk about metaphors and reality. This comes under the heading of, you know, spreading a bad rumor can make people feel dirty, right? You've seen that, people who get upset and they start washing their hands. People who felt socially excluded via the cold stare, when you ask them what temperature the room is, they feel it's lower than people didn't get the cold stare. Being excluded is psychologically very, very powerful. And the icy stare, the frosty reception. The same part of the brain, the insula, tracks body temperature and general psychological states. They split students into a couple of groups. One was told to recall a time when they felt socially rejected. Those in the other group were told to summon up a memory of social acceptance. Right? Then they had each of the participants estimate the temperature in the room. Those who recalled being excluded, they judged the room to be 5 degrees cooler. Second experiment, they had them play computer games. And in fact, the computer, it wasn't really a game. And, you know, I'll exclude how they did this, but one group of students wound up getting excluded from the game and feeling excluded from the game. And then they asked them to rate their preference for various foods and drinks, including hot soup and coffee, apple crackers, etc. Those who were felt isolated in the computer game were more likely to choose hot soup and hot coffee, and the rest, you know, chose neutral temperature deals. So there you go, physiological reality, you know, to a cold, icy stare. All right, Cynthia, this is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program, Cynthia.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about Reiter syndrome. I'm 60 years old, and I contacted Reiter syndrome in 1989 when I went on vacation. And the doctor told me that it could be transmitted three ways, sexually, food poisoning, and conjunctivitis. Anyway, I was on medication for a couple of years, and it was very, very painful. And one of my doctors also said that it could kind of go dormant. Mm. Anyway, my 80-year-old partner and I are very sexually active, and he's been complaining the last 5 weeks or so of terrible back and leg pain, mostly leg pain. And he's never been to a doctor, and he won't take anything, but he's impossible, but he might do what...
He's impossible, but he's 80 and you're sexually active, so you have no complaints. Let's talk about Reiter syndrome. The first interesting thing is that the doctor for whom it's named, Dr. Reiter, R-E-I-T-E-R, they've changed the name of it because he was involved with the Nazis during World War II, so they took away the name of the disease. And actually, I was taught it as Reiter syndrome, and I forgot exactly what they call it nowadays, but it's a... Oh, this is tricky. There are three main components. You get a urethritis, inflammation of the urethra, as if you caught, it can act a little bit like gonorrhea, but it's not, okay, so, but it acts like it, with arthritis and conjunctivitis. So conjunctivitis, arthritis, urethritis, the three together are called Reiter syndrome. Now, here's what's tricky. It's probably an autoimmune disease that's in reaction to an infection, and the infections can be sexually transmitted. It's very possible that with chlamydia, which is a common STD, you can develop Reiter syndrome. But your doctor was right. You can also develop it from germs that you can get from eating bad food. I mean, salmonella can give you Reiter syndrome as well as chlamydia. And we think it's genetic. People who get this disease have certain genes that cause their bodies to react to these germs by making antibodies against your joints, your urethra, and your eyes. All right, now that's the overall picture of it. But after that, you know something, I hate to tell you this, but low back pain can be a symptom of Reiter syndrome because you can get an arthritis in the back. You can get skin lesions, ulcers in your mouth. It goes on and on and on. But to diagnose Reiter syndrome, I think you need to have, I actually have to look it up. I think you need to have all three. In other words, the eye thing, the arthritis, and the urethritis. And back pain is, listen, he's 80 years old. You guys are sexually active. He's got a reason for back pain, maybe. And maybe he needs a little physical therapy or maybe some more more activity. It's tricky to diagnose, as you know, in terms of whether could you have transmitted it. I kind of doubt it, and I doubt it simply because you got to have this HLA-B27 genes, and you got to have the right organism. And indeed, if you got this from food poisoning, I doubt you're spreading it. If you had chlamydia once upon a time, I can't imagine doctors wouldn't have picked that up. So I would say not too likely. But if he goes to the doctor with the back pain, the doctor should know the whole story. I think that's the best. That's the best. Okay. All right, let's talk to Sean. How you doing, Sean? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And I wanted to make a comment about chewing gum of my personal
yes.
observation. My husband, who was addicted to chewing tobacco for a number of years, decided to quit. And I'm very excited, but he's still very much addicted to the nicotine. Mm. So he's been chewing the nicotine gum, and he has told me that, you know, because this has been since March, that when I, you know, go and select some new nicotine, to please get the lozenges because the gum makes his teeth very sensitive. So, yeah, that was...
Wow, that's interesting. You know, getting off, once again, you've asked a question that has so many implications. Let's hit the main ones. First of all, for a cigarette smoker, nicotine gum doesn't do it automatically. Most cigarette smokers are unsuccessful quitting with nicotine gum, even though more are successful with it than without it. And that raises an important question. If the addictive substance in cigarettes is nicotine, why, when you give a nicotine addict nicotine, do they not automatically quit? If you gave a heroin addict heroin, trust me, they'd get better. And we give heroin substitutes, and it's uniformly successful when they take it. So there's a mystery there. Well, maybe the mystery has to do with lighting up something, handling a cigarette, but when someone chews tobacco, that's pretty close to chewing gum. And I wonder if they did a study and I've never seen one, of using nicotine gum in just people who use oral tobacco, whether it would be even more successful. And there may be a reason that it would be. And it's amazing how few people get hooked on the nicotine. I wonder, in the story about nicotine gum and whitening of the teeth, if people started using nicotine gum, would you get hooked on the gum? Like I, who've never smoked cigarettes, if I were to chew nicotine gum, would it make me high? Would it feel good? Would I love it? I mean, why do cigarette smokers keep smoking? It's a horrible habit. What after the first cigarette? We actually found there are people who have genes that one cigarette and they're hooked. So what is it? I was very curious to try nicotine pure and in and of itself. I just remember once as a kid trying a cigarette, it made me sick. So anyway, I just as soon see him on nicotine gum the rest of his life, certainly, than chew, even though chew doesn't cause lung cancer. It causes oral cancers, which can be pretty, pretty nasty. So the next thing is to get him off the nicotine gum or the lozenge, whatever, and I'll leave that up to you. But he's so much better off now. And there's controversy whether nicotine and how bad it is for you. Does nicotine really affect the heart, or is it the carbon monoxide in smoking that affects the heart? Either way, oral tobacco, except for snus. Big question about snus. The other oral tobaccos do seem to increase oral cancer, so that's what you're up against. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell, going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
Mommy, I'm going to sing the baby a lullaby.
Beautiful dreamer, in the first stage of sleep, your brain waves are low and come regularly. Soon you will be in REM dreams, where your eyes are moving and waveforms increase.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help keep their dreams alive. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts.
Why was that driver in such a hurry? He saw the car in the other lane stop, and he decided to go around it. He wasn't looking for my mom in the crosswalk. I really miss her.
Please, look for pedestrians. When a car stops in front of you, slow down and be prepared to stop. Someone may be crossing the street. Think of the impact you can make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
What if I told you you could magically erase all the flaws in your skin? The acne, the dark circles, rosacea, birthmarks, any imperfection. Hi. I'm Lisa Givens, and I want to tell you about my revolutionary corrective cosmetic called Sheer Cover that you can try for yourself free for 30 days. Sheer Cover is guaranteed to give anyone perfect skin instantly. Brush it on, and your problems disappear. So grab a pen, because in a minute, you're going to hear a phone number to get you started for free. You see, Sheer Cover is different. It's made from minerals that allow your skin to breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of Sheer Cover, call 1-800-974-8524, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-974-8524. That's 1-800-974-8524. Call now.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, and as host of shows like Tic-Tac-Toe, Gambit, and High Rollers, I've given away a lot of great prizes. Now, with the help of my friends at 866-MY-VEGAS, I'm going to give you a chance to win a free 3-day, 2-night stay in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 866-MY-VEGAS right now with the answer to this question. You might listen to music from your iPod or CD today, but back in the day, there were these big black round things called records. What were they made out of? A, copper, B, sterling silver, or C, vinyl? Call 866-MY-VEGAS right now to get your free 3-day, 2-night romantic stay at a Vegas hotel. Visit the casinos, the restaurants. Enjoy the nightlife. Again, here's the question. You might listen to music from your iPod or CD today, but back in the day, there were these big black round things called records. What were they made out of? A, copper, B, sterling silver, or C, vinyl? For the first 100 callers, in addition to your free 3-day and 2-night stay, I'll throw in 2 tickets to a Vegas show. So call 866-MY-VEGAS now, and good luck.
Dr. Unidale here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Hi. Two separate questions. First of all, the stomach injection of the veins that blocks, what's the name of the hormone?
Ghrelin, G-H-R.
Ghrelin. Mm-hmm. Is there a pill that can you block it pharmacologically?
Well, boy, we're working on that one. Trust me, we're even trying to isolate and synthesize it and then develop anti-molecules. That is the holy grail of pharmaceutical medicine, the company that comes up with that one. But, you know, we've been down this path before with leptin and a whole bunch of other appetite-controlling hormones and blocking them, and it's all failed miserably when it got to clinical studies, although it seems exciting in the beginning, just like this one. After all, you're getting, you know, getting a pig to lose weight. That can't be easy. But pigs aren't humans, unless you put lipstick on them. And I don't know whether this will work or not, but it's fascinating, fascinating research. And as always, the other thing is, whenever we come up with ways to block a normal hormone in the body, then there's a counter hormone that counters that and a counter one to that. And before you know it, we get ourselves in trouble with side effects and we abandon it. So for now, we'll just, you know, keep our eye on that research, all right? What's the other question?
Ready for human trials. Do antidepressants help normal sadness? I mean, someone who's lost their wife and child in a car accident and they're not depressed, they don't lose interest in other things, but obviously they're tremendously grief-stricken.
Well, Jim, what a question, Jim. That's a deep, deep question, and I can't imagine losing wife and child and maintaining interest in other things, but the question is that depression or not, or a normal adult reaction to the situation? We are all different. And I would say antidepressants do seem to help, but there's a question. There's a question. And here's a question I would raise. How can you influence something so profound like human sadness and human mood and not have a secondary effect that could be negative? There are some little known studies that I've mentioned before that you don't hear a lot. Because it would decrease the popularity of antidepressants, and that people who take antidepressants, their ability to empathize, their ability to love and to show caring, their ability to cry appropriately, those things are affected. So the question I would raise, Jim, in response to what you said, is if I lost my wife and child, I don't know if I want to be pharmacologically pharmacologically, you know, helped through that. I don't know that we aren't robbing people of the normal processes. Now, I'm not sure about what I'm saying here. It's akin to these creeps on television who tell you you can talk to dead people. And you know who they are. They're a Larry King all the time. That you are not allowing these people to process the death of a loved one by lying to them via a magic trick and duping them into thinking they can talk to their loved one, so they're constantly tortured. Their loved one is still alive in their mind. They can communicate with them, and it stops them from moving onwards. So the question, and this is something I don't think we've studied, and I'm totally pro antidepressants in the right situation. They save lives, period. But I think they're overprescribed. So the question in the case you brought up is, if you give antidepressants to someone who's lost their wife or their child to help them over the hump, have you deprived them of the ability to process, and does processing therefore take longer? Or do they really help? Now, traditionally, before SSRIs came on the market, we used to just sedate people with profound sadness and terrible life events. We would give them something like our previous caller was taking, you know, a benzodiazepine sedative to kind of knock them out a little bit. So I don't really know the answer to your question. I just know that a lot of people taking antidepressants that don't need it, they seem to think they feel better. I've seen people acting a little spacey, a little weird, a little different. And I don't know if it's attractive. You know, it's like plastic surgery. I've seen people, I'm sorry, what can I tell you here? I've seen women, they have plastic surgery, and they do look a little younger, I think. But it's not them. People I've known well, it's scary. It's not the same person. Their faces have changed. Even though it's for the better, according to them, in terms of they think they look younger or look better, but it still isn't them. So the question with antidepressants are, well, if they do work, does it change a person's personality in a situation like you brought up in terms of upsetting relationships? And we have found in terms of side effects, it can affect, I said, empathy and other certain personality traits. So you've asked a question to which I guess at this point there's no answer. Goes, we're not supposed to be giving them to, quote, normal people, you see? All right, let's be smart. We'll take a break here, right? 1-800-548-TALK. We're coming right back.
Not too long ago, I heard a talk show host talking about a home-based business at bestincomeathome.com, and I have to admit, I was skeptical at first. I've heard of these get-rich-quick schemes and the horror stories about people losing their money and their friends at the same time. But when I found out bestincomeathome.com is affiliated with a New York Stock Exchange company that's in 65 countries and has been in business marketing reputable products for over 28 years, I thought I'd at least take a look at it. I'm so glad I did. I got lots of free information and a great understanding of the tax benefits available to many home business owners. I was really impressed. BestIncomeAtHome.com connected me with a great company that specializes in helping people get started part-time or full-time. And with my free one-on-one personal support coach, it didn't take me long at all to catch on. And it probably won't be long before I can actually quit my job. BestIncomeAtHome.com could help you do the same. So check them out right now. BestIncomeAtHome.com. That's BestIncomeAtHome.com.
Hiring the right people is hard, but hiring the wrong people is expensive. And sifting through countless resumes that aren't the right fit is a waste of time. Try the KGO Radio Job Board powered by BA Jobs at KGOradio.com. Face it, hiring is local. And the KGO Radio Job Board reaches those local hard-to-find candidates that you're really looking for. When it comes to hiring in the Bay Area, don't waste your time. Post your jobs on the KGO Job Board powered by BA Jobs at KGOradio.com.
Energy Hog to Team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows!
And no attic insulation!
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hogs.
Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
Go to EnergyHog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
EnergyHog.org! That's it! Get out of there!
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company.
Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-986-5998. That's 1-800-986-5998. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Next deal.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jody. How you doing, Jody, and how can I help you?
Oh, hi. Just fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 42 years old. Everything seems to be fine. Happy marriage, all that good stuff. And within about the last 6 months, I have lost my sex drive completely. And I don't have insurance. I just really can't afford to go in and have a whole bunch of tests done at this point. But, you know, I was wondering if there was something over the counter or even going down to their, you know, one of the herbal stores that might just help pick it up.
Sure, sure. Well, there's nothing in the herb stores, and you don't need a big workup, although certainly lost libido can be a part of medical things and psychological things. I mean, depression would probably be, depression and stress and other things going on in your life would be probably the number one reason, but doesn't have to be. The most important aid we have for inhibited sexual desire in a woman is testosterone, and we use it a lot for that particular reason. But you may not be there. Usually when I sit down and I talk to people, when you say you've lost it, does anything, for instance, if you watch a sexy romantic movie, does that get to you at all?
You know, I can't bring myself to watch them. I just don't even care. I've lost, you know, and my husband is, I mean, it's starting to affect the marriage, you know. Do you want to watch a movie, honey? Do you want to rent a pay-per-view movie or something? And I can't do it. And it's odd because 6 months ago, I would have been, you know, great. Yeah, sure.
And nothing has happened. Nothing has changed in that 6 months at all in your whole entire life.
Well, you know, there's always stress and there's family and things like that. But nothing, you know, nothing life-changing, nothing completely out of the ordinary, and I just
I just find, you know, when you talk about it, and it sounds like you don't right now, I don't have the extra money to sit and talk to somebody about this just to make sure we're not missing some incipient depression. I mean, everything happens out of the blue medically. You know, Jody, if I started getting migraines or I started getting a tumor, everything is like 6 months ago I was fine. So it reaches a threshold, and there are issues with your husband that are so important. You got to tell him you love him. It's got nothing to do with him. These things threaten the marriage, and yet we have such a bias against sexual therapy and sexual aids and all this. It's an anti-family is what it is. And I would love to have you address these issues. I'd love to have you think about all the things you just kind of told me. I mean, depression can be insidious and can come out of the blue. It's also possible something physiologically is going on, but in my experience, it just isn't a lot. You are addressing it by picking up the phone and calling me and talking about it. I want you to continue talking to your husband and find a local. There's got to be a way to get yourself someone you can talk to for the time being and just to make sure stuff isn't slipping through the cracks, all right? I'm going to run. Join us for our next program. Until then, be well.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-507-7991 for your free tape. Call 1-800-507-7991. 1-800-507-7991.
Join KGO Radio on Sunday, September 21st as we walk, run, cheer, and raise money in the fight against breast cancer at the 18th annual Komen San Francisco Race for the Cure. The Komen Race for the Cure raises funds and awareness for the fight against breast cancer, celebrates breast cancer survivorship, and honors those who have lost their battle with the disease. For more information and to register for the Komen Race for the Cure, log on to KGORadio.com.
I'm not sure what first attracted me. Maybe it was his walk, or maybe it was his modified prothorax. Whatever it was, the flanged bombardier beetle and I will never part. I'm Wendy Moore, and I'm an entomologist at the California Academy of Sciences. And this is my science love story. Start a lifelong passion of your own at the new academy, opening September 27th in Golden Gate Park. Visit calacademy.org to purchase tickets. The California Academy of Sciences, where life comes to life.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. So, here's the economy. What a week.